this program today. Maybe some simple picture will help us to understand this program. There is a picture of what we call picture number one. I is in the other side of this picture, which I'm now showing to you. This picture shows how Navajo family were living 100 years ago. 100 years ago, when there were only 10,000 Navajos, and there were plenty of land where they can raise their sheep and goats and horses and burros. Family lived far apart, and each family had a large grazing area all to itself. Number picture one says, show how a few family of 100 years ago have now grown into many families over a period of, say, over 50 years. First, as the daughter of each family became grown woman and got married and started their own family, they found that they must move some distance away in order to have a grazing area for their livestock. The same thing happened again when their daughter grew up and start families of their own. But the land was filling up with family, each with its own grazing area. Shows how the land is today. There is no land left that newly founding family can move into onto a grazing their livestock. Different families are trying to use the same area, and as they are beginning to fight with each other. Some families are trying to move into their neighbor grazing area and to push their neighbors back into small grazing area. What is the answer? The only answer is to this grazing problem is to demine each family, custom use area, and to fix a line around the area so that each family can be separated in its use of its own grazing area. The young people, as they grew up, most find other ways than livestock raising to support their family. As the tribe gets industries on the reservation, like the big new sawmill at Navajo Fairchild at Shiprock, a general diamonds at Fortifines and the uranium mine in a mill north of Church Rock. More of the young people will move off the range as they grew up. Move off the range and into town on the reservation, where they can find jobs in factory, mines, mills, and stores, and in government office. This is the way Navajo families were living 100 years ago. when there were only 8,000 to 10,000 Navajos, there was plenty of grazing area for every family, and families live far apart. There are some other pictures we have here. The picture that shows on the next picture, page 2. This picture shows how Navajo family spread out over the years as the daughter in the family grew up and start their own family. They had to move some distance away from their parents in order to have their own area to graze their livestock. And the same thing happens again as their daughter grew up and started family and their own. The land in filling up. It goes on to the next picture, tells a story in most places, both on and off the reservation today. There are no more unused grazing area for new family and move into. There are no more use areas to move into. Families are crowded each other. Many families are until each family grazing area or customer use area has been defined, there will be more and more dispute between neighbors and bad families. It goes on around, further on. So I'll give another chance to another grazing officer that is right behind me. So this is a story of my, how I'm looking into today. It is kind of a tough problem which we are now in. Now we will go on to the BIA assistant, which will tell you a little about what he knows about the BIA. And this is a story that I know about the run around between BIA, BLM, and the Navajo tribe. I will now tell you a little about it. My name is Alfred Begay. I'm working for the BIA for many years, and I still have not very much experience yet, but still I'm still learning. So I will start to tell you just a little what I know. For many years, the Navajos in an off-reservation area have had to deal with BLMA and BIA and the Navajo tribe on grazing problem. And many Navajo livestock operated have had a hard time getting answer to their question on where they had the rights to graze in their livestock. Many would bring their questions to BIA at Crown Point. BIA would send them to BLM at Farmington. BLM would send them back to BIA at Crown Point or to the tribal office at Wind Rock. And the tribal office at Wind Rock would tell them to get back to BLM at Farmington or to BIA at Crown Point. In 1963, tribal official at Wind Rock, Ned Hatali, director of the Resource Division, Ed Plummer, director of the Land Investigation Department, and Henry Tallman, chairman of the Resource Committee, the BIA superintendent and his staff at Crown Point, and the BLMA director manager and has a staff at Farmington, started to work together to bring better order into grazing demonstration in the off-reservation area. The district land board were bought into these offered into effect at an early date. The plan was finally worked out, under which BLMA would work only with the Navajos in the northern part of the Eastern Navajo Agency, where the grazing lands are mostly individual Navajo trust allotments in the BLM public domain land, and the BIA and the Navajo tribe would dismiss all other grazing lands and Navajo people were using. United States purchased tribal trust land, resettlement land, and the United States government extended its order withdrawal land. Under this plan, each Navajo family carcinate use areas on these lands were to be determined in a permitted for the use of this land was to be assist to the family in each district. It goes on to more different subjects, the work of the district land board now. There is another questions about grazing from off reservation. The tribal council has been very generous in apportioning funds to the purchase federal lands Navajo in the off reservation area has been using so that the use of these lands would be subscribed for all times. For the Navajo people, the BIA must approve the tribal every year, insist that the tribe have a sound grazing permit plan on these lands and determine each family as carcinogenic use area is part of its plan. It goes further on. Well over a year ago, the Tribal Resource Committee authorized the district land board to determine the customer's use area and the off-reservation area.